Welcome to What Am I Looking At, a podcast from the Department of Art and Design at Arkansas State University. My name is Dr. Timma Balducci, and I'm a professor specializing in modern and contemporary art. Throughout this series, each presenter will be giving insight into works of art that are in some way unusual, sometimes strange, sometimes hard to understand. I hope you enjoy today's exploration of the visual on your radio. Let's go back to the end of the 19th century to talk about a famous painting done by the Norwegian artist Edvard Munch. Many of you probably know the one I'm talking about. It's called The Scream, and it shows this skeletal, hairless figure with hands to his face in an open-mouthed scream. The painting is disturbing, and like me, you might have wondered exactly why this person is screaming. Several versions of the painting exist, so it obviously had some personal significance for the artist. Many have tied the painting to Munch's bleak personal life. Both his mother and his sister died when he was very young. But in his diary, in January 1892, Munch describes the event that actually inspired him. This is what he says, quote, "I was walking along the road with two friends. The sun went down. I felt a gust of melancholy. Suddenly, the sky turned a bloody red. I stopped, leaned against the railing, tired to death. As the flaming skies hung like blood and sword over the blue-black fjord and the city, my friends went on. I stood there trembling with anxiety, and I felt a vast, infinite scream through nature." End quote. So this is very evocative and intense language, where blood is mentioned twice, along with death, flames, and a sword. Now, the painting is not an exact rendering of what Munch describes. The figure is not leaning against the railing, for example, but it does a really good job of capturing the strong emotion. The scream alone would be sufficient to convey despair, but in the painting, Munch is also experimenting with color and composition so that they add to the general feeling of anxiety. He makes the sky a vivid red that evokes the blood and flames mentioned in his diary, and he uses a really dramatic perspective for the boardwalk so that the viewer seems pulled into the painting. The desolation felt by the figure is echoed in the setting. This is a scream that reverberates through nature so that humans and the environment seem fused together. The hairless screaming figure seems like something out of a nightmare, but I think the fear it conveys is something we've all felt to some degree, and it's one of the reasons the painting continues to resonate with viewers. The scream has been especially popular since the late 20th century. It appeared on the cover of Time magazine in 1961. More than one version has been stolen, and another version sold for $120 million a few years ago. For those of us who don't want to buy or steal an original work of art, there are life-size replicas of the screaming figure available online. What Am I Looking At is provided by KASU in collaboration with the Department of Art and Design at Arkansas State. Stay tuned next week for another look at art over your airwaves.